Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Jack Bloom, a member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance. Jack, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
Yes, thank you so much. Always good to chat to you. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about the Helen Joseph Hospital. And reading up on the hospital prior to talking to you now, I mean, 12 years ago, with the FIFA World Cup in 2010, they were already declared a fire risk by the city of Johannesburg, the emergency management services. Yet, Jack, they continue to operate through the World Cup, and they're still operating. And I was looking at some pictures online of the hospital. Terrible, terrible scenes. What is the story there?
Well, I actually remember at the time that somebody took me off and they said, you know, Helen Joseph Hospital isn't fire compliant. And I asked questions at the time, and I was fobbed off. So I think there's been a bit of a cover-up of this. And as you can read from the article that's been published on it, at the time the CEO was Ms. Gladys Bogoshi, who in fact went on to get promoted to
become
the CEO of the Bishop's and Clarke Johannesburg Hospital.
And there was a fire there. Yeah, and then there was a fire there as well.
Yes, there was a fire there, but of course the whistleblower at Helen Joseph Hospital was demoted, but you're quite right. Look, the reality is that, and we've dealt with this at the South Indigenous Health Committee, is that they've told us openly that about half the hospitals are not compliant with the Occupational Health and Safety Act. And in fact, you know, you quiz them quietly and you quiz them and then they say, well, even those that are supposedly compliant, it's just the bare minimum, requirements. But you're quite right. I mean, we had this terrible fire at Sharp Lake at Johannesburg Hospital. We're still waiting officially for the fire reports to be published on all these fires that have happened in the Gauteng Health Department. You see, I think there's a cover up in general. They're embarrassed because the hospitals are not fully compliant. And you just have to see the state of the hospitals. Helen Joseph Hospital, infrastructure-wise, it's not just the fire compliance. I mean, I think there's some structural safety issues at not just Helen Joseph Hospital, but other hospitals. I mean, the one hospital that's been officially told, been condemned, but they're still using it, is the old Boksburg Benoni Hospital, which is now the Tambo Memorial Hospital. There's the Yusuf Dadu Hospital, the old Bottercrawl Hospital. The West Rand is also supposed to be totally rebuilt. I mean, you know, if you quiz them closely enough, they will tell you that, you know, they're not really solidly safe as they should be, but they have to use them. And the problem is, so we were given an estimate of about 8 billion rand to make all the hospitals compliant with fire and safety legislation. And in fact, the money simply isn't there. So it is a risk. And obviously, when a fire happens, it's absolutely devastating. But, you know, it's similar to the lack of maintenance. You think you're saving money by not maintaining our roads, but then, you know, they get so bad it takes so much more to fix them up. And the same with hospitals. If you skimp on maintenance, you actually have to do a complete rebuild after that, and at which time you don't have the money. So it's a sad commentary that most of our public hospitals are in poor condition, and officially from the figures that I've been given, about half of them do not comply with occupational health and safety legislation. Now, you know, we've had some terrible fires, not just Sharp Lake at Johannesburg Hospital. We had the head office of the Gauteng Health Department, Bank of Lisbon, building burned down entirely. And it turned out that there weren't any health and safety committees, which are what is supposed to be in place. And three firefighters lost their lives. I mean, they fell 20 floors and died. Absolute tragedy, but you can just imagine the risk for patients and staff for a fire to hospital. In fact, I think when the fire happened at Charles McNair Hospital, the doctors were absolutely heroic. I mean, they moved patients through smoke-filled corridors and transferred them to other hospitals. But this shouldn't happen in the first place. We should have proper fire prevention measures and Yes, I'm going to ask some more questions about Helen Joseph Hospital because, you know, all hospitals are important, but this is, you know, quite a central hospital. It's got specialist functions. It's got a good reputation as far as the quality of its staff and who work in terrible conditions. That's the problem. You know, you have to worry, you have to think about, you know, you know, you, there's the patient experience, but there's also the staff experience. Down the road from Helen Joseph Hospital is the Rahima Moosa Mother and Child Hospital, and Dr. Tim DeMeyer, an excellent, excellent doctor who we should be very happy is in the public service, blew the whistle on conditions there. So I think the problem is that whistleblowers get demoted and the incompetent people at the top get promoted. I mean, that whole culture, I think, must stop. And I think they've got to be honest. I was just reading that article, and they've sent in questions to the Gauteng Health Department, which are not answered. So I'm going to force an answer by asking official questions in the legislature, which they're required to do. And let's get to the truth of this. But it's been known for some time that many of our public hospitals, you know, do not meet the strictest safety standards.
Absolutely shocking. And, Jack, who actually is responsible for our public home hospitals? Is it the Department of Health, the Minister of Health?
Well, look, it's a provincial function. So it's the Gauteng Health Department. But they've also got a very peculiar arrangement, I think, where maintenance and capital works on hospitals are done by the Department of Infrastructure Development. So, you know, in fact, the CEO should be doing their jobs, but maintenance actually doesn't fall under their job description. They have to liaise with Department of Infrastructure Development. Now, you'd think that they'd be, you know, monitoring that very closely. But I think it's ridiculous that we have a whole separate department,
yes,
which is completely dysfunctional and corrupt. You know, the Gauteng Department of Infrastructure Development has never built anything within time and within budget. Typically, it takes twice as long and twice the budget. So now you've got this terribly dysfunctional separate department from the health department, and that's why Sharp and Clearcare Hospital, they couldn't rebuild it themselves. What happened is that Gauteng Department of Infrastructure Development just made a whole hash of it, and there were corruption investigations going on. And the provincial government just gave it to the National Health Department and the Development Bank of South Africa. Now, I think that's completely wrong. Now, you know, these hospitals have massive budgets. Helen Joseph Hospital has a budget of over R1 billion. Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital has 6,000 employees and a R3 billion budget. I think that you need to empower hospital CEOs to do maintenance, full maintenance and capital projects, but they actually need the budget for this. It's no use, you know, giving people powers without the resources to carry it out. So I feel sorry for the dedicated people in the public health service. They're let down by very poor management. You know, the scandal is that every year you find there's unspent money in the budget. I kid you not.
Really?
This year it was close to R1 billion that wasn't spent, and some of it was from, you know, capital works, because the Department of Infrastructure Development is an agent for the health department, so they send their money there, and, you know, it should all be spent. But can you just imagine when we've got this crying need to fix up our hospital buildings where they don't even spend the full budget?
And
it's just the history of, yeah, there's a history of they choose poor contractors who don't do the job. Then they have to be fired. Then they have to get a new contractor who may or not be able to do the job. You know, that's why it can take, you know, it's ridiculous. We take 8 years to build a new hospital. That's, there are two hospitals, one in the Bekimangeni Hospital in Soweto and the Telemagorani Hospital in Vosloorus. Took 8 years to be built at, you know, double the budget and double the time, where the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital, you know, which was privately funded, was built in 2 years. So, I mean, there's no reason why hospitals should take 8 years to be built. And so you've just got this incompetence and incapacity. And I think CEOs have to be advocates for their hospitals. They must fight for their hospitals.
Absolutely.
They must make sure that everything is functioning properly. And I think I don't like the fact that whistleblowers get fired. that there's a cover-up, they don't disclose information. So I'm going to ask particular questions about Helen Joseph Hospital, because we've known for some time that that's an aging hospital. Look, this is a hospital that has water shortages. You know, they haven't got around to building enough boreholes. Givers had to do a borehole. You know, you'd think that the department would do a borehole. So they have systematic water shortages. You know, there's the continual power cuts that we have.
It's crazy, Jack. It is. Unfortunately, Jack, I do need to cut you short. We are out of time, and we were meant to go to news a minute ago. Jack Bloom, a member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance. Jack, thank you so much for your insight. Apologize for cutting you short, but we're definitely going to get back to you and find out what's happened with this story.